everybody, welcome to Wellness Works with Centria of Aetna's Wellness and Resource Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you for joining me today, and I just wanted to say I hope that you really did enjoy the first two episodes of the year. January started off with something very different. Just a fun open story. One thing I did realize, I didn't give much information on the layout of the dream. It was interesting because the dream took place not in the U.S. It was a mountainous area. It was in a country in Asia, either Japan or the China countryside, one of those two type places. Really beautiful, beautiful scenery. I just knew it wasn't here. It was in one of those two places. But the irony was that in the dream where I mentioned the husband, the bedroom was exactly the same as my current bedroom, so that was very interesting to me. However, everything else about that dream did take place in that setting overseas. Very beautiful place. Just to remind you, or to introduce you, Aetna's Wellness is a business in Baltimore that focuses on physical, mental, fiscal, and spiritual health. Because we believe that for the person to be whole, you need to address all of those areas. And so what isn't available on site is available by referral. And the two locations are 6401 Harford Road and 218 East Lexington Street in downtown Baltimore, Suite 504. The number to the 6401 Harford Road is 410-426-8680. And for Lexington Street, you would call 443-204-2251. And please be sure to leave a message at either location when you call, and someone will get back to you as soon as they become available. I also wanted to invite you to go to the website, take a look around first, so that you'll have a better idea of what services are available through Aetna's as far as the massage services. And you can do that at aetnaswellness.com. That's AetnaesWellness.com. So, as I mentioned, I wanted to continue to share with you some of the dreams that I have been having. I'm going to go a little out of order. I'm going to share with you a portion of dream number two. I've decided that I'm not going to necessarily go into a full disclosure, but I'm just going to get right to the main points of each of the dreams going forward, because they are so much heavier on the psyche than the first dream that I opened with, which is basically, like I said, a throwback to some of the movies that some of you may have seen. So, dream number two, I've called Red Robes. The red robes are from imagery that was posted on social media that I was looking at. some ladies had gotten together and did basically a photo capturing the carnage to women of color in the early stages of learning, of OBGYNs learning more about the female anatomy. I did not realize the level of impact that picture had on me until I had this dream. And so, like I said, I'll go into briefly what occurred in the dream. So at the start of this dream, I was walking in towards what appears to be a traditional clinic / medical facility, like a small hospital, like a small community hospital. It was in the evening hours, and I entered the establishment. Everything seemed to be going well. I seemed to be there for some form of a checkup. I was apparently pregnant at that time, and somewhere during the evaluation, that particular individual stated that I should go up to the fifth floor. I went up to the fifth floor, and that individual, after doing evaluation, smiled and said, "Oh, you don't need to be up here. I don't know why they sent you up here. You're too early, you know, along to be here for us to need to do anything." And I was like, "Oh, okay, all right." So as I was preparing to leave, like I said, everything was all nice and copacetic at that point, but as I was preparing to leave, the person had left the room briefly, and I was grabbing my things, and I looked up, and I saw this door, but the door was completely opaque, but for some reason, I could see through and behind it, and behind it, I saw what I described to you earlier. It was not the same people, but there were a group of women basically telling me to run as fast as I could out of there, as if they were still being held there. They were recently held there in red robes, stained robes is what that is, bloody stained robes. And so the person came back, tried to hide my shock, and I was going to leave, and they kind of realized that I knew what I knew. And so at that point, when I realized that they knew that I knew what I knew, I took off, and I just knew I had to get out of there as quickly as possible. Like, I just had to make it to the front door. And it was night by the time I left there, but I was able to make it out. I made it out. But until I made it out, there was just this so strong sense of urgency that it would not end well if I didn't get out of there. So again, I open this up to you. What are your thoughts? What do you see in that? I've gotten some answers on it myself already, but I'm just curious to know what you think and how you might have handled having a dream like that. Okay, so moving on. I'll tell you that trauma, because that's essentially what it was. It went from one form of trauma, that I had been exposed to in losing a child. And I guess it was a form of a hope because there was a child in the dream that was supposed to, you know, be growing. So that in itself could have been a form of hope. But then to see the women, it to me conveyed my distrust of the system, what I'd learned, the need to learn more about self-care, the need to find physicians and healthcare workers that are guided by faith and compassion for people, and not the dollar, and not just research. No mad scientists. And it also just revealed, you know, to the extent that that picture had affected me, that historical trauma that was inflicted, even though some good things came out of it, it is so appalling to understand, recognize, and realize that those women were mutilated without anesthesia of any kind most of the time, because they felt that one, of course, we were subhuman, and two, we didn't feel pain the same way. We had a higher pain threshold, as if that somehow substantiates not giving any type of pain. Reducing medications or things that could have helped reduce pain, knowing that the procedures would be internal. And of a cutting nature. Not all the time, but still. And just to be violated that way, because it wasn't like they volunteered to be probed. So, yeah. I know it's a little heavy, but that was the nature of that, which is why I kind of, like I said, was sitting on some of these things, because they're not light like what I first shared. They're heavier. They take some digesting. And I hope that this is helping to give someone some insight on and into the protests and some of the rage and the distrust for the system that has been demonstrated. All right. I'm going to leave you with what we started with, which is John Coltrane and Miles Davis with Round Midnight. Round Midnight. Thank you.